Over the weekend, Southwest Airlines unexpectedly canceled roughly 1,900 domestic flights, stranding travelers in airports across the country. Those cancellations continued into this morning with an additional 350 flights canceled, about 9% of Southwest's schedule today. Rumors began floating around social media. This was the result of a sick out by Southwest pilots in response to mandatory vaccination orders, a rumor quickly dispelled by the airline's Pilots Association. Joining me to parse out these cancellations and why we're seeing them with increased frequency is David Slotnick. He's senior aviation business reporter with the Point Sky travel site. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Mark. Thanks for having me.
So what's going on here? Why is this happening with Southwest right now?
So the difficulty here is that it's really a complicated answer. There's no simple explanation for this. It was sort of a perfect storm of things that began on Friday. There was bad weather. There were air traffic control delays just, you know, because of short staffing and normal things that happen at air traffic control. Compounding that, there was a U.S. Navy air exercise off the coast of Florida, and air traffic had to navigate around that, which air traffic control was responsible for doing. And just to round it all off, Southwest had its busiest day or busiest weekend since the pandemic began. It had the most flights loaded into its schedule with basically no margin for error. The problem is error happened. There were the storms, the delays, the Navy exercise, and that just led to a cascading, really snowballing effect of delays and cancellations that went on through the weekend and that we're still seeing today.
Well, why does it seem, I mean, I know that, as you say, Southwest had its busiest day in quite some time, but it doesn't seem like other airlines were affected by the other things that in theory would affect everybody, right?
Yeah, so it's one of those things where, you know, each airline had this scenario that they saw. They saw the notice about the military exercise, the weather forecast and everything. And they took different approaches to managing it. In the case of Southwest, they tried to get their full schedule to work and it just didn't. Complicating things a little bit, Southwest is a point-to-point airline as opposed to other carriers that have more of a hub and spoke network. What that basically means is it's just harder to move things into the right place when things go wrong. In the case of what happened here, we basically woke up Saturday morning and none of Southwest's planes or crews were where they were supposed to be. That was just really hard to correct for.
So is that what is leading to the fact that flights are continuing to be canceled today, just trying to make up from what happened Friday, Saturday, and through the weekend?
Pretty much, yeah. What we're going to see is a slow decrease in the number of cancellations every day until Southwest is back to normal. If you remember about a month ago, Spirit Airlines had the same thing kind of happen, and it actually took longer to start getting back on track. But as things got better, it was canceling fewer and fewer flights as more of the network fell into the right place.
How bad is this for Southwest?
Well, in the short term, it's pretty terrible. And as you mentioned, there's been a lot of misinformation about it, rumors about pilot walkouts. And I think that's really a reputational hit to Southwest. I've been looking at this and covering this all weekend, and the airline really didn't do a proactive job at stopping those rumors and getting the message under control. So for now, that's something it's going to have to contend with, and I imagine its corporate structure is going to be pretty tied up with that all week. In the long term, you know, people really like Southwest, and they do offer competitive prices. They have markets that they really have a solid hold in and a great network. So I can't imagine that there's going to be a ton of people who are willing to put that aside. I think pointing back to that Spirit Airlines example again, people said, we're never going to fly it again. And the airline's been fine since that week.
Right. Well, and clearly, you know, Phoenix is one of those markets that Southwest has a pretty big foothold in. Any lingering problems you might see for this particular market?
I think it might just be, you know, over the next few days, if you're flying on Southwest from Phoenix or from really any other market, just keep an eye on your flight. Keep an eye on the reservation, see if anything happens. It's possible that we're going to see residual delays and cancellations over the next few days, but I'm really hoping that by the midweek, maybe worst case at the end of the week, everything should be back to normal.
All right. That is David Slotnick, senior aviation business reporter with the Point Sky travel site. David, nice to talk to you. Thank you.
Thanks, Mark.